Hello, you're listening to Got Clutter, Get Organized. I am your host, Janet M. Taylor, and I want to say hello if you're a regular listener and welcome if you're listening for the very first time. I hope you are well and safe. Well, in this episode, joining me is Dana L'Oreal Morales, the Happiness Bucket, and she's going to be talking to us about managing our time. When everybody is home, you got your spouse, you got the kids, you got the dog, everybody's home. And of course, my question of the week is, how has managing your time changed for you over these past several weeks? And of course, I will be sharing my product suggestion, app suggestion, repurpose suggestion, and my book suggestion for this week. So, did you know from Education Week that 92,000 schools have been closed in the U.S., and 42.1 million children are at home, which is why I wanted Dana to come on, because she is a certified project management professional since 2008. Dana L'Oreal Morales manages a wide range of technology-based projects in the legal industry during the day. Dana applies those project management skills as well as her organizing and decluttering skills in the personal and business lives of her clients at night and on weekends. She is the owner of the Happiness Bucket, which educates women to organize their spaces, lives, and souls and businesses. Additionally, Ms. Morales is married and has an almost four-year-old, which I think she might be a little bit older now. She loves helping people discover and live their happiest lives, and in her spare time, she is committed to helping the homeless community as well as her veterans. So stay tuned and listen to my conversation with Dana. Well, listeners, I'm excited because I have another wonderful guest, and I can't wait for you to hear our conversation. It's Dana L'Oreal Morales, the Happiness Bucket. And I wanted her to talk to us because, you know, as again, we're going through changes, but this is specifically if you're a mom, you're a wife, you are balancing work and business and all of those things. And, you know, everybody's home and it's like, okay, how do I manage my time now? Before I kind of had it under control, but not everybody is looking at me, including the dog. So Dana, welcome.
Thank you so much.
So before we get started, kind of share a little bit about how the Happiness Project, Happiness Bucket came about, and specifically, well, it is the Happiness Project. We need a Happiness Project right now. And of course, like, how do you, like, what made you focus on like time management? But I know also project management is one of your specialties as well.
It is. I really started it because I got so many questions about how I did all the things. How am I able to do everything that I do? And so that's kind of where it began, right? And people were seeing the changes I was making in my own life, and how did I start that process and go from point A to point Z in that entire process. Then I got married, then I had children. So it just kind of started layering on from there. So when I first started my business, it was started one way. And then as I began to make the changes in my life, other things got added on. So my business today, it looks completely different, but it is focused on space, life, soul, and business. So it is truly holistic, looking at organization from a holistic standpoint. So that brings in the project management. It brings in my experiences as an individual from a, you know, organization standpoint. So
Dana, with in regards to time management now, everybody is home. And before, you know, I feel that women had a little bit more control because, you know, we were outside the home, you know, kids were doing other things outside the home. We had outside activities, but now everybody has been home for months. So what are some things that we should not be doing when everybody, when it comes to time management, and everybody's home 24 hours a day, 7 days a week?
What we should not be doing, was that the question?
Yes.
We should not be just going about our day without type of schedule, without any type of batching, if you will. I feel like having a schedule right now, more so than any other time, is so vitally important. It's not only for your sanity as an individual, but really to just set expectations within your family, because there's really no more lines, right? Before, when we worked outside the home and your kids were going to school, everybody kind of had a kind of zones of work. So you knew from this time to this time, this is work time. And then when I come home, okay, maybe I have a little window of opportunity to relax. And then we go into homework time or getting ready for the next day, and we go to eat. So we had these little pockets of time of when we did certain things. And now it's all blurred because you're not leaving your house. So your work time, your eating time, your relaxing time, your, you know, quality time, all that is blended together. And so is what I'm seeing right now as I work with people, is that that's one of the biggest blocks that they're having, is just not knowing when to do certain things, or not being able to explain to their family when certain things should be happening within the home. So what you should not be doing is just winging it when it comes to your time. I think that's probably the number one issue that I see.
So as you've probably heard, a lot of school districts are not going to even open for the rest of the year. And I feel that a lot of companies are probably just going to allow people to do more remote work until, you know, we really understand, you know, what we need to do in regards to the coronavirus. So what kind of strategies for people who, okay, we know the kids are going to be here. I probably can work it out where I work from home. You know, we still got to walk the dog. And then on top of that, a lot of people I'm finding are using technology to really stay connected, but also I think it's a mental health issue as well, because we need that interaction. So what are a few things that we should be doing, maybe gradually or over the next several months, just to kind of keep ourselves better managed regarding our time, but also our life?
So I am actually in that situation right now, in that for your listeners that don't know, I work a full-time job. I have the Happiness Bucket as well, my entrepreneur, you know, my business. I work full-time outside of that, and I am a mother and I am a wife. So I fit in that scenario right there. I am working remotely right now. My husband is not. So he is technically the teacher. My daughter has virtual school. Her school actually set up the system, and she has assignments and all of these different things. So it was really important when we first started with all of this, is that to set the expectation of, okay, from, you know, your normal school day, just like normal, is from 8 to 3. You need to have certain expectation or certain assignments that you are working on throughout that time. Now, because she is young, my daughter's 6, she has blocks of time that she can, you know, you can go outside and use that as a learning opportunity. And even though the kids are not in school, you can have certain activities that are learning activities. They don't have to be straight from a book. Homeschooling parents have been doing this for years. So I definitely recommend checking out all of the different learning websites and things that are available for free out on the internet. Look at homeschooling blogs and homeschooling Instagram pages and things, just to get ideas for your kids, to get them activities that they can participate in while you are doing something else. Because most of the time you're hearing, I'm bored, I just want somebody to talk to. Like you hear a lot of those things. So setting that schedule so that they have a clear focus of what it is that they're supposed to be doing while you are doing the thing that you have to do in your life. And, you know, I'm focusing on children, but your spouse is the exact same way. Like literally I had to tell my husband, listen, I have a conference call at this time, you know, this block of time, I cannot be disturbed. And communicate that to your children as well, because if they don't understand where the boundaries are, how do they know not to invade that? You know, how to not get in the way, if you, without having a better word for that. That's not what I want to say. But, you know, how do they know not to disturb you at that time if you don't communicate that with them? So having those clear blocks, communication is huge right now. Some of us think we're great communicators and we're not. So having clear signs of when not to bother you or when not to disturb you. My sign is I have a pillow on my door, one of those little hanging things on my doorknob. So when the door is shut and that is on there, they are not to open the door, period. Like, it's because usually I'm on a conference call or in a meeting or something that I just need to focus and do what I need to do. If the pillow is not there, they're to knock and then come in. And if the door is open, they can just come in at will. So that's just setting some boundaries around what I need as an individual to be able to work and do whatever I have to do. Having said that, it's important that you also understand what they're going through. So I take periodic breaks that I normally would, well, I take breaks at work, but I tend to take more breaks when I'm at the house because I know that my six-year-old doesn't understand why I can't see mommy, why I can't go and talk to her about something that's so important to me, but in reality, it's, you know, on the scale, is really not that critical. So I go out and I have FaceTime with her. I may have lunch with her or just spend 10, 15 minutes. Usually that's all they need. And then just pepper those in throughout the day. My spouse, on the other, you know, for him, it's a complete shift. So understanding that your mate may be going through a shift for themselves. Maybe they're working from home as well. Maybe they aren't working, but they're having to pitch in areas that they aren't used to, right? And they're also going through a withdrawal of not being able to work. And so there's a lot of mental things that happen with other people in your household. So being cognizant of that and not taking that for granted, I think, is important. We joke because around 5-ish, I'll, you know, let my husband know, like, I need 15 more minutes. I need 20 more minutes. And I will, if I, one day I went out late, right? I said 15 minutes and it was more like 25. And when I came in the kitchen, he said, that'll be $30. You're late. Because that's what would happen if we were late to pick up our daughter, right? So it was a trigger for me to realize, like, yeah, you took advantage of that situation because you were here and you knew he was here, but he's tired and he's like not really wanting to spend all day and all night taking care of your child alone. He needs a break too. And so just triggering in or just really realizing that you aren't the only one, you know, is really important. But on the flip side, realizing that you still need to take care of yourself too. Mm-hmm. So I found that last week was a perfect example. I was extremely busy all week long. And by Saturday, I was exhausted. Now, my husband and my daughter she didn't have to do school on Friday. So they had a day of freedom and just relaxation. And I was working the whole time. So by Saturday, I needed some alone time. I needed just let me be. And I had to communicate that to them. I had to let them know, hey, you guys got this and I haven't. So can you give me a couple of hours just to relax and spend some time by myself? And then I'll be able to come and we can do, you know, whatever the activity is or spend some quality time together. But I think that that's really important when you're trying to navigate the at-home situation. It's right now because it's so, like, there's no roadmap, right? We're all navigating this thing new. Now, you have some people who have always worked from home, but even in that, you were working at home by yourself, right? You didn't necessarily have your kids or your husband or your spouse there with you. So it's new for, I think, everybody in some form of fashion. Some will do better than others at it too, right?
Yeah, and so I like the way you said, grace. And I like the way you said,
Weather Service has issued a freeze watch.
Hold on, the Weather Service is trying to.
That's important.
Okay, I'm sorry.
And what I was saying is how you said communication is the key, because I've seen a lot of instances where people have been on conference calls and their spouse would be in the vicinity. So how you said you had that little pillow and it just kind of mm-hmm. signals everybody. And then also you really went into my next question is, what do you do for yourself? because everybody's mm-hmm. home. So how do you carve out that time for you? Because you need it. Because you're working, yeah. you got your business, you're still a wife, you're still a mom. You know, I don't know if you have any pets, you got to walk, but...
Luckily, no.
You know, but you still but need that time.
Yes, you definitely need the time. And I mean, even just the example of trying to decide, you know, I've got this block of time that I can use. But for some of us, you're feeling guilty because you're not organizing your home, or you're feeling guilty because you're seeing all these posts on social media about what you should and shouldn't be doing right now. And maybe you're struggling with the whole thing and you're just trying to navigate that. And it's okay. For me, I have days where I'm like, you know, I don't feel like doing anything, and I'm going to sit here and I'm going to veg and watch my TV shows all day. You know, you have to take that time. Now, that comes with a limit, right? Because there's the navigation of how do I get things done and still maintain my sanity? But if you don't take the time to actually do the things, then how well are you, you know, how is your sanity then? But then if you take all this time to spend by yourself, then you're not getting anything done. So, you know, it's a balancing act. And that's where I really, you know, I talk about holistic living and holistic organizing. I think that's really important for you to balance the idea of time and getting things done. Like, you have to navigate the mental, the physical, all of that, and just carve out, you know, 30 minutes today, I'm going to work on XYZ, or an hour tomorrow, I'm going to do this. Looking at your week and really looking at those pockets of time and where you can fit something in without feeling like you have to do it all, because you aren't in it by yourself. And sometimes as women, we try to be the we're the martyr, really. Not necessarily we're trying to, but we feel like we have to be all the things. And I am one that will tell you, I don't try to be all the things, because I would lose my mind trying to do all of that. You know, let your family help. You know, sometimes we set up our homes and our lives in a way that makes people codependent. And it's important for us to really look at that and say, okay, what can I do? What can I change? What can I adjust in my system, in my process, in my home, that will allow those that live here to pitch in and allow them to be part of the solution? You know, my daughter recently, in the past month or so, asked me, she said, I want to wash the clothes. Now, as a mom, my first instinct was, oh, my washing process is going to take like an extra hour, right? But really, I said, okay, now she's a Montessori student, so it's really important for her to do a work plan and really to think it out and go through the processes. So we went through that step. And literally, she enjoys washing the clothes. She thinks it's a great opportunity for her. The day that we did it, we went through, I walked her through the steps. She did it, you know, with me just giving her instructions. I literally went away and was doing something else. She washed every load of clothes that day by herself. And, you know, for someone thinking a six-year-old, but they can do it. Like, if your child is interested, if you make it into a fun activity, and show them how they can do something on their own, specifically if they're younger kids, they will take it and own it. And even recently this week, she said, oh, I'll need to wash the clothes. You know, Dad, you fold and I'll wash. And so that's something I don't have to do, because I've armed her with the tools to be able to do it. Now, I had to develop the systems around that, right? So I had to be able to say, okay, where do I put the detergent so she can reach it and doesn't get herself in a situation where she's going to hurt herself? Or, you know, what types of things am I going to use in the process of doing this task, this XYZ task, that will enable her to do it for herself, or to enable her to help out in these types of situations? And so that gets into the system and the process that you're developing within your home. And then within your work, because I'm using children right now, because that's what we're pretty much dealing with as moms right now. But even in your work, you know, if you have a team of people, are you doing everything, or can you make it so that others can pitch in when you are swamped? And I think that that's really important for your spouse too, to just develop those systems in a way and make sure that everybody is on board with it and understands the system so that they can pitch in and help when you need it.
Wow, Dana, that was wonderful. Those are great strategies. Yeah, so before we end this interview, what book would you recommend for somebody to read right now?
Okay, so the book, I'm not going to give you a title. I'm going to give you an author because I discovered this author earlier this year. Well, was it this year? Anyway, within the last 6 months, we'll say. David Baldecchi. I don't know if you've read anything by David. Now, this is not about organizing. It's not. For those who know me, they know I love crime shows. I love all things. And really, I say it has anything to do with organizing, but it does have to do with process and your thinking, mm-hmm. the way that you think mm-hmm. and solve problems. So I love puzzles. I love crime. I love anything that requires me to kind of think through what happened and how mm-hmm. they got to this point and all that. So David Baldecchi is an author that he has different characters within all of his books, but there's like one character where he loses his memory. And when it comes back, he's able to see things that other people can't see. And put puzzles together and look back into history and see all of the little pieces. And I can't remember what the ailment is that he has, but it becomes a positive, mm-hmm. right? In helping him solve crimes. And then there's one with one of his characters is an assassin. but he's an assassin for good. Mm-hmm. And so it's like walking through that. So it's a really exciting book to read or listen to, because I'm a big audiobook person. And I will say for all your listeners that don't know, I know you have the audiobooks, but your library, your local library, actually more than likely is on Libby or Overdrive. Those are two apps, absolutely free, that allow you to check out books from the library. And they have both audio and actually books that you can read on your Kindle or on your phone. And they're absolutely free. So I definitely recommend you check that out. Your listeners to check that out. And then I know you do audible.com. So.
Yes, I do. So thank you so much for that book. And I like listening to books as well now, especially mm-hmm. now, because we all have a little bit more time. Mm-hmm. So Dana, how can listeners get in contact with you?
The easiest way is to go to dlmorales.com. That has all of my contact information on it. And there's a way for you to sign up for the newsletter to keep abreast of everything that's going on. But I'm on Instagram. I'm on Facebook. I think Instagram is my platform of choice right now, but I'm also on LinkedIn as well. But all of that is on the website. If you just go there as a one-stop shop, you'll see all of the things that I offer and all the ways you can contact me.
And of course, listeners, you know, I will have a direct link to Dana's website on the show page. So Dana, thank you so much for taking time out your schedule today.
You are welcome. Thank you for having me.
So what was your takeaway from my interview with Dana? I would love for you to share. So you can always, you know, leave me a message here on the show page, or you can just post it below where I post in social media. So now it's time for the tailor's tip time. So number one, like never before, have weekly family meetings. Number two, and you heard Dana, get everybody involved in a responsibility. You know, my godchildren, when they were babies, were emptying trash cans. You can, you know, have older kids shred. And you heard Dana, her daughter does the laundry. Number three, money management, and get everybody involved, knowing, hey, this is a time where we really have to look at our finances. Number four, stay connected. Stay connected. Use technology. You've got phones. You've got tablets. And number five, quiet time. We all need a moment where we just separate ourselves. The kids can go out and play. You can have a corner of your room. You know, everybody needs that moment. So have weekly meetings. Get everybody involved. Manage that money. Stay connected and have some quiet time. Well, of course, I am offering virtual sessions now more than ever, and I can help you. Whether you want to just give me a schedule a 15-minute free session, but I also have 30 and 90-minute sessions, so you don't feel like you have to make a long-term commitment, but you can show me your space, whether you show me photos or videos, and I can just help you get from cluttered to clear. But also for you business people out there, I have a strategized and organized service that I'm offering. So if you feel lost with social media, if you've been procrastinating because you're thinking about starting a podcast, or if you're just feeling overwhelmed with all the areas of ideas that are going through your head, then I can help you because I can help you get your podcast started. Manage and grow your social media influence, because those of you who follow me via Instagram know that I've got over 19,000 followers. Create profitable partnerships with companies that complement what you offer, and so much more. So click the link in this show page to learn more and to schedule a 15-minute session so we can discuss it further. Of course, I need to thank you because I thank you so much for being a part of this community. It has truly blessed me now more than ever. And continue to do your likes, your reshares, your retweets, and also continue to subscribe to my YouTube channel as well. And also check out my Pinterest board, my Pinterest page. Now this week, you can check out my home organizing, my paper organizing, all about time, money management, goals. There's so many boards you can check out, so be sure to check those out as well. Well, it may be Thursday, it may be Friday on where you are, but it is time for the Toss It Tuesday tip. And I want you to get rid of all the broken stuff, the broken umbrellas, the boots that leak, the gloves that have holes in them, the scarves that are just coming apart. Let's get rid of all this stuff. Let's get all the stuff. We can at least do that. We may not be able to donate, but we can at least do that. My app for this week is called Heads Up, and it's a game that I played when I was with some of my girlfriends when we got together. And for our little weekend getaways, and it's a great game that you can play with, you know, just using your cell phone. Everybody can get involved. It also, you know, depending on the person, they can get a little exercise in because they got to move around. So that's my app suggestion. My product suggestion is to check out my Amazon shop with the command center, because you really want to be able to just manage times, still manage those schedules in regards to school, still manage that household schedule. And of course, my repurpose suggestions for this week is, you know, you can use dishes, you can use books, you can use shoes, you can use so much more to repurpose. And you probably got this stuff just sitting around your house. My book selection for this week is Time Management from the Inside Out, which is written by Julie Morgenstern, who is a well-known professional organizer, but also she's a mom because her daughter actually wrote some book for teens time management. So check those books out. My quote for this week, time spent with family is well worth it. And I'm sure you are all understanding that more than ever. So I truly thank you for joining me this week. And of course, you know, continue to write your review on the show page, as also on whatever platform you're using. I would really, truly appreciate it. And of course, I want to thank you for listening. Continue to share with family, friends on your social media. Continue to visit me on my website at janetmtaylor.com. And until next time, I want you to have a clutter-free day and an organized week.
Organization is the quintessential element to a clutter-free life. Join me as we take this journey together. Along the way, we will find the necessary answers to solve your organizing dilemma. My name is Janet M. Taylor, and you are tuned in to Got Clutter, Get Organized.